GCI celebrated the launch of 3G data service in Bethel by flying in 6,000 McDonald's cheeseburgers on Friday. Residents in the community have been frustrated by slow connection speeds through GCI. KYUK's Ben Matheson stopped by to see how the new data system is working.
Standing near the more than 100 people in line for burgers, GCI's Vice President for Wireless Services, Dan Boyette, says crews are continuing to tweak the network, but it appears to be functioning as intended.
All of those things that people really had trouble doing before, like browsing the internet or sending pictures, that sort of thing, all work fine now with the 3G speeds, where it's really tough with 2G or the edge speed. So it's a huge improvement, and it's something we want to keep doing throughout Western Alaska.
GCI has invested millions of dollars over the past several years, including work to build the Terra Southwest fiber optic and microwave tower connections. Boyette says tests show smartphones getting 6 to 7 megabits per second download speeds. He says people who don't have smartphones should see better performance because the old networks are seeing less demand from smartphones. Paul Landis is Senior Vice President for Consumer Services. He spent the afternoon talking with customers.
So the feedback we're getting is all really good feedback. People are very happy, clearly being able to do things that they weren't able to do in the past. And so it's kind of an exciting launch. So everybody seems pretty happy.
As Bethel's Henrietta Knight waited in line for her cheeseburger, she said she's not satisfied with her service.
Every time I go to use my 3G service in the evening, connect with some Siri or whatever it is for the internet, I cannot get on. And when I call them, they say, oh, we're having problems there.
Knight says she asks for a credit on her account, but adds that GCI won't give her that. Bethel residents' years-long struggle with data services has gone to a new level this year and reached the courts. This spring, at the same time GCI's 3G launched, attorneys filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of several customers against GCI. They say the company did not live up to what was promised in cell phone contracts. Representing the plaintiffs, Bethel attorney David Henderson said Monday that GCI had filed a motion for dismissal, to which the plaintiffs had responded. They're now waiting to hear back from GCI's attorneys. As that process slowly works its way in court, 10 other communities near Bethel will get 3G service. By November, the service should be up and running in Tuluksac, Queethluck, Akiak, Akeechuk, Kasigluk, Nunapachuk, Udmouthluk, Napakiak, Nabuskiak, and Oscarville. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.